Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 217 of Paranormal Stories. This episode, I'm reading from Nancy Dannison's book, 33 Souls Who Met God, accounts of atheists, Buddhists, and Christians who died and met the same God. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to be reading from chapter 9, which is titled Memories of Other Physical Lives, and this is what Nancy has written. Another hallmark of the expanded afterlife experience account is that it gives us a peek into the eternal lives of the souls who have gone this deep into the afterlife. These reports make it clear that the term afterlife is a human-centered concept that conceals the expansiveness and infinity of eternal life. The term assumes human life is the epitome of existence and heaven comes second. In truth, life is eternal, because the font of life, source, is eternal. Our first glimpse of eternal life comes with the unfolding of expanded afterlife experiences memories from dozens, hundreds, and even thousands of other physical lifetimes they have lived in addition to the human one just relinquished. Native American Taoist William Horden refers to us souls in the afterlife as having memories of the accumulated impressions of all the lifetimes we recall, the sum of all the personalities we have yoked to our soul, our enduring storehouse of mortal treasures. In less eloquent words, this one human life is not all there is. Threshold afterlife experiencers who enter the afterlife and have a life review often see events from only the human life they just left. But some expanded afterlife experiencers' life reviews include what we call past lives, one of the many events that distinguish an expanded afterlife visit from the traditional NDE model. My former Catholic religion denied that reincarnation is real. That is what I believed at the time of my first death. The truth of reincarnation was proven to me in the afterlife when I suddenly remembered all of the hundreds and possibly thousands of other physical lifetimes I had lived. These memories swamped me at the same time that my review of Nancy's life was playing out on a bubble around me. I lost interest in watching it, thinking, been there, done that. Something more interesting was happening. I recaptured all of my memories of life as amazing creatures and alien things far from Earth's orbit. These memories downloaded into my mind as a unified whole. I could recall every single moment, every event, thought, hope, dream, and sensation of each lifetime. I felt complete without realizing I had always felt otherwise. I was finally wholly myself again. I remembered and relived scenes where I was various types of animals, a large variety of inanimate objects and plants, what we could call alien beings, gaseous clouds, and other matter throughout not only our galaxy, but also the entire physical universe. The most astonishing past life I remember was when I lived as a nebula. I could feel myself scattered in something like droplets over a large area of space. I could also feel the empty space in between the droplets, but they did not interrupt the continuity of my existence, consciousness, or thinking. It was exhilarating to be so weightless and free. The colours of the universe were far beyond anything human eyes are able to perceive. Can you imagine a nebula with vision? While inside Nancy, I had forgotten entirely who I had been for eons. I was flabbergasted that I could have forgotten so much of my eternal life. It did not seem the slightest bit plausible that none of these physical lives, and the personality I had become because of them, had been accessible during my life as Nancy. This wealth of memories placed my meager human lifetime into a much larger context. Former Catholic Doug F.'s retrieval of memories of other lifetimes lived in the physical world appeared as a series of bubbles, like my life review bubble. Doug outlines the process for us. Then other lives started to appear in visual format. Each life appeared in a bubble. The entire life from beginning to end, in an instant, with awareness of every moment of that life, as if it was just lived from birth to death. There were many lives, too many to count. Each life was perfect. Former Catholic Andy Petro describes a very similar multi-life review. He recalls that, left, right, up, down are miniature pictures of me. Countless movies going on of all my lives and all the events of all my lives. And they are countless. And every time I would focus on one, I would relive it just as I relived it when it occurred on Earth or wherever else I was. Andy remembered that before he incarnated into his current human body, he had been on a planet with beings at a higher level of consciousness than we souls are able to have as humans. This coincides with knowledge I received that Earth is considered in the afterlife to be a wild, primitive planet. Atheist Aaron M. also had a flash of memories from other lives, including being a swarm of insects that were eaten by something, and then feeling himself within that predator, which was also eaten by something else. Aaron kept moving up the chain of predators, prey, as he was eaten. He remembered living underground as something. His life review displayed his past lives as an endless string of experiences that all contributed to who he is now. He understood during the review that his real, eternal life consists of all that came before this incarnation, as well as this human lifetime. Unlike the others mentioned, burn victim Anka Everett was raised to believe in reincarnation. Anka realized her former lifetimes showed both sides of the coin. Sometimes she was rich and sometimes she was poor. Sometimes her body was fat and sometimes skinny. Once she was a predator and in another life she was a victim. In one life she was an alcoholic and in another a teetotaler. She explains that she had all the experiences that were possible during each of those other lives. Her lifetimes took place in various times in history. Fundamentalist Ron Kruger's afterlife presentation of other lifetimes was unique and engaging. He met a group of 50 to 100 spirits, each with its own identity, but together comprising a single awareness or single force. They hovered in the air in rows to form slightly below Ron's soul position. In the centre of the grouping, Ron saw three Oriental women. All the spirits had humanoid faces, but from their shoulders down, their forms blurred to the point that their arms and legs dissolved, the classic light being appearance. They were both male and female, and had different nationalities. Ron believes these spirits to be his own past lives, with the Oriental women being his most recent. Ron describes the merging of identities unique to being source that allows 50 to 100 lifetimes to constitute one living entity. He said, each of the spirits had lived once, but the truth and experience and wisdom of each lifetime was integral to the entire group. When each soul returned, their lives were observed by all, so there were no distinctions between thoughts and attitudes within the group. Each of them shared completely every experience and every knowledge of every lifetime into a single conscience. Like spices and other ingredients added to a mulligan stew, each added to the mix, but the resulting flavour was one. I was them, and they were me. They were all of my past, and they were my present. The spirits communicated with Ron telepathically in a way that he instantly understood their thoughts and emotions. Ron started to merge with his other lives, but was interrupted by a call to appear before the Council of Love. Today I was reading from Nancy Dannison's book, 33 Souls Who Met God, accounts of atheists, Buddhists, and Christians who died and met the same God. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is on Amazon. You can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.